Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Indeed it is. You can peek behind the curtains with us. Good morning, Morena, Diane Swan.
Morena, Karen.
How's your Saturday morning going?
Hey, it's good so far.
Can we peek behind your curtains?
Sure. It's a bit messy. I would have tidied up a bit more if I'd have known.
How's your new puppy?
She's really good. She's settling in. We've had her 2 months. And the first bit was really difficult because the people that we got it off didn't get her vaccines done. So I didn't know that when we brought her home, we were going to have like a summer lockdown and not be able to go out in public for...
a long time. No, how many weeks?
Yeah.
A few weeks?
It was 2 months.
Oh.
And so it was in that really super hot summer, no wind, trying to keep her, you know, a puppy...
Amused
in your backyard.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a GSP Wiesla cross.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, they're like, our last dog was a Wiesla and the one before that was a GSP. They're sort of, they're retrievers, gun dogs. They're beautiful, but high energy.
Right, but you're out now. You're allowed out in the world.
We are, thank God. She's at doggy daycare today.
Ah.
Running around with all the other dogs in the bush and the farmland and jumping in the water.
That'll keep her active.
Yeah, and tired when she gets home. That's the best bit.
And cost you a fortune.
Yeah, but I don't care at the moment.
Okay, so we're talking about this gig that's coming up in May. Well, there's three dates, yes. Actually, around New Zealand, around Aotearoa, yes. And Atomic 2.0.
Yes.
And
yes.
All hail the pioneering women of rock. It's a Kiwi tribute to the greats. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, obviously, we did Atomic 1.0 in 2023, and it was just, it's a real pressure cooker situation because you got three rehearsals and then you're in, and it's not small venues, you know, big venues, big crowds, and we hadn't played together as a band together before, but everybody just elevated themselves. It was incredible, and some people... Jasmine Mary was on that lineup, and before that she had only ever done kind of small wine cellary type gigs, you know.
Right.
And just to see her, Jasmine, elevate just from they did Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love, and man, she just nailed it. It was incredible.
Okay, so the lineup: Jasmine Mary, Julia Deans, Bo Runga, yourself, and Vera Allen this time.
Yes, Vera Allen. I'm excited about that. Last time we had Gussie from Earth Tongue and Mermaidens, and that was just such a treat. Gussie is a talented being. I couldn't have asked for a better person than Vera. I'm such a fan, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, right. So you play the Isaac Theatre Royal in Christchurch, then the Opera House in Wellington, and then the Town Hall in Auckland in Tamaki.
Yes.
So that's on the 9th of May?
Yes.
The Auckland gig?
I'm just going to look at the dates because...
Pretty sure it is.
Atomic Auckland 9th at the Town Hall,
You better get the dates right.
I am. At the moment, I'm just thinking about learning the song.
Yeah, I bet, because I had a tiny peek behind the curtain. I had a tiny peek at some of the songs that you're featuring, and I looked at Vera's set list, and I won't spoil the surprise, but she does the one that she does that I was sort of, wow, how's she going to do that? It was Pat Benatar's We Belong.
I know.
We Belong to the Night, We Belong to the Thunder.
It feels like that's the least Vera song, but... But as I said last time, it was astonishing. People just, because there's Bo Runga and Julia Deans and myself, and a lot of these, the early 70s, the 70s and 80s songs that we know, perhaps some of the younger people, you know, the band and, the singers hadn't heard a lot of them before.
Right. Well, I just can't bring myself to play Pat Benatar. I heard it so many times.
I'm surprised. But, you know, Karen, the drummer, hadn't really heard any of the songs before.
Right.
But, you know, became just the fans of the artist. So that's one of the cool things about it, you know.
Yeah, well, she's also doing, on her set list, Vera's also doing a Breeders track, Cannonball.
Yes.
So I thought whilst we're talking this morning, we'll play a couple of the tracks from the original artists.
Okay.
And as we go through some of the sets from the other women who are with you. So this one is The Breeders, and I'm talking to Diane Swan about Atomic 2.0, which how would you describe it?
I suppose, you know, the byline is hailing the pioneering women of rock, played by New Zealand's women of rock, I guess.
Nice.
That's how I would look at it.
All right, so this one Vera is doing, The Breeders and Cannonball. BFM with The Breeders and Cannonball, and that's on the set list for Atomic 2.0, The Future of Rock Belongs to the Women. That's a Kurt Cobain quote. And it's a gig that's on, it's Christchurch, Wellington in Auckland on the 9th of May, featuring Diane Swan, who I'm talking to, Bo Runga, Vera Allen, Julia Deans and Jasmine Mary, and the band, who we'll come to in a second, but Diane's on the line. Yeah, great song choices for the set list.
How good is that riff? Gosh, wait for that one.
So you've got bands like Garbage, Hole, Blondie, and it must have been quite. I don't know if there were many arguments. I guess there weren't because you're all not in the same room. But choosing the songs.
Well, the interesting thing about these Liberty shows, Liberty Stage shows, because I've done a few now, is that Simon, who's the promoter, has a big hand in selecting the song choices and who does what. Initially, I was kind of like, really? Hmm? But Simon has got just such a good feel, instinct for what's going to work. And it ends up, you might think, I didn't think I would want to do that. You know?
Yeah.
So it's, it is. And because we're doing selection 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s.
Stop that immediately.
sorry about that, it just came out.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. All right.
We
could have a competition to see who can do that better, but no, carry on.
You'd do it much better than me. So we go from, I'm doing some Pretenders and Patti Smith and the Motels, which is pretty...
Total Control?
Yes.
Right, great track.
Yeah, really good, really. And I'm because I'm the old lady in the band, I'm doing Marianne Faithfull.
Are you the oldest?
Yes, right. I believe so. But it has been one of the most enjoyable things about the whole thing is that generational thing, you know. It's
sure.
You know, Julia, Beau and I were kind of well-versed in such things, and it was just really great being supportive and, you know, working with people that were younger and kind of just seeing them rise up and to the occasion. So that's one of the cool things about it, really cool.
Absolutely. So who plays what? There must be quite a few guitars on stage, or do you put your guitars down, do you?
Well, the thing is we all play guitar, so we do have to kind of juggle and share the parts, which is good. Everybody's a guitarist, so and the band is amazing.
The band? Who's in the band?
Well, this time we have Aleda on keyboards. She is Lady Hawk's keyboard player. Maria Patterson on bass, and she's just an absolute monster. She's amazing. Karen Hu on drums, and she is a delight to watch. And then Rebel Reed on guitar. So we've got Rebel doing guitar as well. So Rebel's a real rocker. She plays in Valkyrie. I don't know if you know that band.
Heard of them. Yeah.
So it's really interesting mix of people.
And we were talking before about Jasmine Mary, and she's doing Eurythmics' Love as a Stranger.
Yes.
I have to laugh because I can't wait to see it.
Oh.
Simply the interpretation.
Jasmine is has become quite the performer through these shows. It's really just incredible to watch. I love it.
Will she have like a really short number one orange haircut?
Jasmine will only ever be Jasmine.
Not doing an Annie Lennox.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Right. Let's play it. Love is a Stranger. Okay. Eurythmics, Annie Lennox, and we're talking about Atomic 2.0.
Take you away and leave you far behind.
Love is a Stranger, Eurythmics, Annie Lennox, and the track is going to be covered by Jasmine Mary at Atomic 2.0, and I'm speaking with Diane Swan, who's also in the event. And what about you, Diane? What's on your set list?
Well, I'm doing Patti Smith, and I'm doing...
You did
Motel.
Mention that.
I have. So I'm also doing Pretenders. I'm doing Tattooed Love Boys. So
ooh, controversial.
It's a pretty full-on song. It is, yeah. You know, I shot my mouth off and you showed me what that hole was for.
I kind of like that line.
I know. I like, you know, Chrissy's a controversial person, but I really like her forthrightness. I really do.
Julia Deans is the musical director.
Yes, she is.
As well as obviously performing.
Yep. Julia this time is going to be doing a whole track on Celebrity Skin, which I'm very excited about. So that's cool, as well as some Blondie and actually even a Sheryl Crow, which I was surprised about.
Well, she wouldn't have chosen it, would she?
Well, I don't know. Good Karen.
Hey, so as a musical director, is she like putting together the arrangements?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Making sure we've covered it, all the parts that need to be covered. And it's a big job.
A very big job. And Bo Runga, Stella have just been on tour, so she'll be sort of ready for the off, as they say.
Well, it was the first time I've ever worked with Bo before, and man, she's a professional. She's so good. And does such an amazing version of, she does Sweet Dreams and Brass and Pocket, and she's great.
And she'll be taking some time out also from her jewellery business.
Yes, yeah.
She might be bringing you a little package each.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Right. All right, so you're going to do, on your set, you're doing Tattooed Love Boys. I'm going to play that to finish. But so tickets available now. It's a very, it's a large group to truck around the nation.
It is. It's a big production, so it's we need people to come see it because it's real good.
So yeah, so I'm coming along to see it, and unfortunately I missed the last one.
So you would have loved it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to coming to this. So May the 9th in Tamaki Makaurau at the Auckland Town Hall, and tickets on sale now.
Yes.
And so for the rest of the day, why is the dog at the puppy daycare?
Because two reasons. Because we're having some alterations done, and
you
can't kind of run. Yeah, we're sort of puppy-proofing our backyard, so there's a fence going in and all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's best if she's not here.
Yeah, good thing.
And also, she gets a really good run around, and that's good.
Yeah, how is that Brett Adams?
Oh, Brett Adams is good, thanks. He's actually, today he is preparing to play with the dudes at Symphony. So.
Oh, of course, it's on today, isn't it?
Yes. So.
Right, they're on this afternoon?
Yes, around 4, I think.
Right. There's a real mix of artists.
I know. Yeah, I was quite surprised. But I guess it'll be great. Do you know anybody going?
Do know somebody who's going, to the Philharmonia business at 8 o'clock, maybe?
Yes. The business.
Yeah, I can't remember what the business is. Basement Jacks are last, aren't they? They're sort of headlining it.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
All right, I'm going to play the track that you're covering. You shot your mouth off and you got shown what that hole was for.
Yep, apparently.
Have a great day, Diane, and talk to you soon.
See ya.
Okay,
bye.
See ya, bye.
And there's 20 doors around her heart, black and blue, but she loves boys. I tore my knees up getting to you because I needed to find out what the thing was for. I've been reading. A man, the time came to explore. I went ain't far because I thought like I like it. Little tease, but I didn't mean it. But you mess with a good star, you gotta pay. A good time is guaranteed for one and all. The tattoos, target practice in the hall while waiting for their number to get called out. I found out what the wait was about. I was a good time show me what that holds for now.
Your gig is showing.